Welcome to The Favorites, the podcast from the Action Network. I am Chad Millman. We're heading into week three of the NFL season. It's already going so fast. Everything is upside down. Big Ben is out for the season. Drew Brees is out for 6 weeks. Sam Darnold didn't play in the Monday Night Football game, and they're down to Luke Falk. There's so much activity on the betting boards, and we're going to get to it all in a few precious seconds. I want to remind everybody that later on in the show, Darren Revelle and Simon Hunter are going to come on. We're going to go through our Westgate Las Vegas Super Contest picks. We're 6-4 after 2 weeks, folks. 6-4, 3-2 each week. Last week, Darren made us pick the Patriots, and it totally worked out. We went against our better instincts. Later on the show, you're also going to get Scooch Roulette, me and my co-host, who I'm going to introduce right now, picking our favorite bets of the week. But first, let me introduce Bob Scucci from Boyd Gaming, representing New Orleans and all the Boyd Gaming books throughout the land. My brother.
Chad, what's going on?
As you know, I'm betting every game this NFL season. It's called Project 256 or Bust. People can follow along in the Action Network app. They can see every pick I'm making. Just look for 256 or Bust in the Action Network app. Scooch, I'm 21-11 through the first 2 weeks.
That's fantastic.
I'm up 8.28 units. That is amazing, right?
It really is. No, that's a real high percentage.
Yeah, the game that really sort of turned the corner for me this past week was we were headed for probably an 8-8 week, maybe a 9-7 week at best. And the Bears, I was in the perfect situation because I had the Broncos plus 2.5. And I had resigned myself to the Bears winning, my hometown team, the Bears winning, but losing the bet. And then miracles of miracles, battered Joe Flacco, the panko breaded steak, came through for me. And then the Bears found themselves a kicker who came through for me again. I got the double win. Instead of getting the emotional hedge and getting the Bears win and the losing the money, it was a win-win. It was a literal win-win.
Literal win-win, yeah. I mean, we were fortunate. We didn't take too much money at minus two in that one, but those are the kind of games that, boy, they just they have you on the edge of your seat. What an exciting finish that was.
Oh, my God, it was amazing.
I mean, the drama just attached to going for 2 points, having a penalty, then going for the kick, then you know, kick the extra point to tie the game. I mean, just the back and forth was just unbelievable in just the last few seconds of the game.
It was great. It was totally great. And you know what it did? Made me really made me really excited to bet even more games this weekend.
Well, I'll tell you a game that had me on the edge of my seat. That was the bookmaker's favorite game, because if you told me before the weekend that the Chiefs would cover, the Patriots would cover, and the Cowboys would cover, and we were still able to have a winning week, I'd have said you were crazy. But the one game that bailed us out and saved us from complete disaster was the Cardinals-Ravens. And we had the Ravens at a 13-point favorite, and they were up 6 points. And if you saw the end of that game, as there's about 2.5 minutes left in the game, and we're hoping the Ravens would just run the clock out, and Lamar Jackson's thrown 30 yards downfield. The Ravens are inside the 5-yard line and with about 1.5 minutes left, and if they score the touchdown, we'd have gotten destroyed. But fortunately, they made a first down at about the 4-yard line, 5-yard line, and they were able to run the clock out. So that game, you talk about one game making a difference. Because of the parlay situation we were in with the Chiefs, Patriots, and Cowboys all covering, that would have been the four-teamer that everybody had.
The joys of betting, my friend. Listen, you can get everything Scooch and I are talking about We do our show live on Sundays. We just debuted this past Sunday. We're doing it live on radio.com and the radio.com app. And basically, we're going through every game and talking about where the lines are moving. And in real time, lines are actually moving. So you can get a sense of what the wise guys are doing and where you might find your advantages. Scooch, it's Tuesday afternoon. We got another game coming up in 48 hours. Tennessee is visiting Jacksonville. These teams, like, wow, Jacksonville, they're on the precipice of disaster. But
they are.
But I don't think that means you automatically bet against the Jags as short home dogs at home on a Thursday night. Jags are 1.5-point underdogs here. What's been happening?
Well, all the public money is on the Titans in this one, but at 1.5, you know, all these teams in that conference seem to be just play every game tight. Look at Houston, Jacksonville, Tennessee, Indianapolis, they're all within 3 points in terms of power ranking. So you're not going to see kind of a whole lot of big line movements in a lot of these conference games. And they seem to be playing a lot of low scoring, tight games. So this figures to be another one. We have a total at 40, figures to be another tight defensive game. The wise guys really haven't weighed in on this one, so it's just all public money on Tennessee. We were fortunate to get the underdog last week in the Thursday night game. We're going to need another underdog in this one, but I don't mind needing the Jaguars in this one. I'm not. We talked a little bit about the Titans and that big win against Cleveland in the week one, and you really can't take too much from that game. So. I think the line is right. I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of line movement in this one.
I think the right play here, the Jags on the money line.
Yeah, you're able to get anywhere from plus 105, maybe plus 110 if you shop, even money at the worst. But, the 1.5 points isn't going to be that much value.
No, I like that. I'm going to make that bet. Wise guy.
Good play.
It's a wise guy play. Green Bay, this line shot up. It opened at 6.5.
Yeah.
They're now at -8 against the Broncos. Nobody's buying Flat. No one's buying Batter Flacco.
No, they're really not. You know, they really thought a lot of people were high on the Broncos this year coming into the season. Even some of the sharp guys were taking a flyer on the Broncos to either, you know, win the division, win the conference. Thinking that, you know, a veteran quarterback was kind of the missing piece that this team needed and that they already had the defense, but they're still struggling. You can see that offense is just sputtering. You know, two games in a row where the first two and a half quarters, the offense was just anemic going into the fourth quarter. If they play with that sense of urgency, it seems like the end of both games, you look at the end of the Raider game, and you look at the end of the Bears game with the Broncos, and they play with that sense of urgency in the last half of the fourth quarter. Maybe they just need to just kind of extend that to the other quarters, but the public is not sold on them. We were kind of looking at the Packers, a 6.5-point favorite going into this weekend. And after both the Packers beat the Vikings and the Broncos losing, we jacked this line up, and still they laid it. So we opened this game 7.5. We're already up to 8. I could see this game going up a little higher, actually. We're looking at about 80% of the tickets right now are on the Packers. So sharp guys haven't taken the Broncos, so they're not believers either. So I definitely see this line moving up by game time.
Everybody can see everything I'm looking at and asking Scooch about with line moves, total bets on each game, the betting ticket percentages, the money percentages. Download the free Action Network app. I love this next game. Love it. And I feel like I might have lost the value already. Indianapolis Colts, 2-point favorites over the Atlanta Falcons. And this game opened lower.
Yeah, I kind of like, I favor the Falcons in this one myself. We've already gotten some big plays on the Falcons. The sharp guys are on the Falcons. And actually, even the public is on the Falcons. And I've said it often, when the public and the sharp guys are on the same side, it usually means we made a little bit of a mistake. And I think the issue here is we didn't adjust Falcons up enough. They're still the same rating we had going into the season. We've certainly adjusted the Colts up. We've been high on the Colts, but I think the Colts already got all of their value in week one and week two, where they covered in both those weeks and actually beat the Titans, which was a huge win. So I think the value is out of the Colts, and there's still quite a bit of value in the Falcons. They can easily win this game. Talk about a money line play. This might be a nice money line play as well.
Wow, I couldn't disagree with more with everything you're saying. I was disappointed. I hadn't gotten the Colts at -1.
Wow. Yeah, we were high on the Colts all season, but I think this one, I think we just haven't adjusted the Falcons enough. We've over adjusted the Colts, and as I say, we've already seen a couple of plays on the Falcons. We opened this game 3, and we're down to 2. So maybe we did open it too high, but I do favor the Falcons in this one.
I don't know what people are seeing. Like, the Falcons escaped with their lives at home and needed a miracle 64-yard final 2 minutes screen and run from Julio Jones. Like, they're not that good on the road. They're not that good of a team. I'm just not buying it.
You just hate the Falcons.
I do.
You hate the Falcons.
I did. Listen, I did bet the Falcons this weekend.
And against the Eagles?
Yeah. This is part of my 10-6 run.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to need the Colts if you are right. Like I said, I'm shocked that the public and the sharp guys are both on this on the same side. And it's possible the public is just following some of the move. But, we opened, like I said, we opened 3 down to 2. So, definitely money on the Falcons.
Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens. They're favored by 6.5 points. Kansas City is. Is this the week the Baltimore Ravens get exposed?
Yeah. Here's another game that I think we wanted to be on the high side. The Chiefs 2 weeks in a row were one of our biggest parlay games, most heavily bet games. And as long as they keep covering, we're going to have a lot of liability, no matter who they play, except for maybe the Patriots. So going into this game, you have to throw the Ravens-Dolphins game out of the mix. But you look at how Arizona kind of moved the ball against the Ravens. So that was a bit of a surprise in that Ravens defense that was highly touted, that they're looking to become the number one defense in the NFL, got a little exposed by the Cardinals and a rookie quarterback. So what is this Chiefs offense going to do if the Cardinals were able to move the ball? I haven't seen anybody so far be able to stop the Chiefs starting from last season and going into the first two games of this season. So we definitely wanted to be as high as possible. We opened 7.5. We did take a small wise guy play on the Ravens at +7.5, but I think that's only because there were no other 7.5s out there, not because it was a legitimate play on the Ravens. At 7, we're kind of even. Ticket count is definitely high on the Chiefs, but I think 7 is probably the right number.
I don't know how in this game, there's two teams, the Chiefs and the Patriots. If you do anything other than bet on these teams, then you're just wasting your money until they prove you otherwise. There are exceptions to every rule.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've said it so many times with the Patriots, and now I think we can lump the Chiefs in that same category. You have to throw out all those kind of models that you've used over the years in terms of home dogs and about double digit favorites. And when you have just juggernauts like these teams, it's just you have to throw all those rules out the window and make exceptions. And, why step in front of a moving train? If these teams just keep covering, just ride that until it stops.
Speaking of juggernauts, Buffalo Bills are now 6-point favorites over the Cincinnati Bengals at home. I hate both of these teams.
I do too. Particularly the Bengals. I you can't figure them out. That the Bengals looked really bad in that loss. It's one thing to lose a game, and I'm talking about the Bengals 49ers game this past weekend. It's one thing to lose a game, but it's another to just look pathetic and not be able to move the ball, and their defense just to be giving up, you know, 10, 15-yard plays every play. They were just never in that game from the beginning. And coming off of the big game against Seattle, where they only lost by 1 point and actually looked pretty good and had a legitimate shot of winning that game, you know, you can't figure that stuff out. And the Bills, on the other hand, you know, the big comeback win in week one, and then another win this past week. Certainly, we've had to upgrade their ratings. You know, this game we would have been looking at about 2.5 prior to the season started, and we're up to 6. So, huge adjustments on both these teams.
But have you adjusted way down on the Bengals? What's your adjustment on the Bengals down?
Well, it's more of a Bills adjustment up. The Bengals adjustment down was really just off of last week, and just the public perception of what they're going to see in this one. And we know all the money is just going to be coming in on the Bills. So I will say that this line is inflated. So, I mean, if we had to take the game as bad as the Bengals looked last week, I'd probably say there's more value in the 5.5 with the Bengals. The sharp guys haven't weighed in on this one yet, but again, if you're looking at just 2 weeks ago, line would have been 2.5, and now the line's 5.5. It's just more of a reflection of where we think the public is going to come in on.
Ugh. All right. This next game. Is this going to be the storyline every week for the New England Patriots? Historic lines involving the New England Patriots. So that's the headline that's blaring. Blaring from actionnetwork.com. Go check it out. Check out the Action Network app. What do you got the Patriots at right now? 22.5?
I actually moved it to 23.5 before we started doing the show.
No.
And so I think this is the highest line I've ever put up. I want to say
it's not
the Patriots.
It's not. You had the you had the Broncos as 26-point favorites over the Jags in like Peyton Manning's first or second year there.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Here for you.
I'm glad you told me, because everyone's asking me if this was the highest line, and I don't quite remember, but. We opened this line at 18, just to give you an idea. And that was before Trevor Siemian went out of Monday night's game. So the adjustment, and when you're talking about having to adjust a game because Trevor Siemian's out of the game, you know, you're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel. But just the ticket count alone, I am not exaggerating. Okay, I know it's only Tuesday, and we kind of adjusted the line. I've got 2 tickets on the Jets.
Oh my God!
If you guys are listening out there, I want to buy you a buffet for bet the Jets.
Oh my God! That is incredible.
Yeah.
That's just nuts. So, 2 tickets.
So who knows how? Yeah, 2 tickets. And I mean, if they couldn't move the ball at all against the Browns, and so now they're going up against the Patriots, and we saw Miami not be able to move the ball against the Patriots. The only saving grace, I know the Patriots offensive line is banged up. They were down to only 1 reserve but by the end of the game last Sunday, so I know they're looking to pick up some personnel. They're looking at some offensive linemen. They can't afford to have any other old linemen hurt. So if there is a weak spot, that's it. But I just don't know if the Jets can form any sort of pass rush.
But at the end of the day, what do wise guys do here? They're obligated to bet a more than 3 touchdown dog, aren't they? Like, does a professional bettor see this number and just skip it?
I think they skip it until if they haven't taken the 23.5 already, which they haven't. I mean, not even for a little bit, the sharp guys. So they're wondering how high this thing can get. So I would think they're probably going to take it, but they're going to take it probably closer to game time. I mean, we've got a lot of 4-figure bets, $1,000 bets, $4,000 bets on the Patriots. I wouldn't say they're necessarily from professional bettors, but they're people that aren't that are willing to put up their money believing in the Patriots. I mean, you know, $3,000 is not a bad sized bet, and we're getting a lot of them.
Jesus. The Philadelphia Eagles are 7-point favorites at home against the Detroit Lions. Who's doing what there, Scooch?
Sharp guys all over the Lions in this one. 2 weeks in a row now. So the sharp guys were on the Lions last week against the Chargers. We saw that line go from the Chargers -3 on the road. It closed at a pick 'em. So, and it was a tight game, but the Lions got the cash. So, sharp guys are coming right back on the Lions again. They got 7.5 in this one. Then they also got 7 flat. We're actually down to, the Eagles -7 even money. So if you want to bet the Lions now, you got to lay $1.20 with the +7. The public is still betting the Eagles, but only at about a 2-to-1 ratio. It's not overwhelming, and there's no big public plays on this. So right now it's just all sharp money, all on the Lions.
This is the weekend of big spreads. I like the Lions in that game, by the way. I think the Eagles are getting a little bit too much credit for for a last minute win against the Redskins and a last second loss to the Falcons. Minnesota's a 9-point favorite at home against Oakland. Is this a line that is reflective of how bad Oakland did against Kansas City, or Minnesota's ability to come back and almost pull one out against the Packers?
Probably a little bit of both. More so the Vikings' ability to come back against the Packers. We saw what they did in week 1 against the Falcons. They were still one of the most highly rated teams coming into the season. So I think the Raiders are probably overachieved up till now, even though they came away on the short end of those games. But they still hung in there. We're actually at 7.5, so we weren't at 9. I'm not sure which places are using 9 on this one, but we opened 7.5, and we're probably a little heavy on the Vikings. We might go to 8. Matter of fact, I'm going to test the waters. I'm going to go to 8 right now.
Line change.
You're looking at 9.
Line change.
There we go.
Tell me if anything happens while 8. We're on the phone.
I will. Usually they don't take 8. 8's a dead number. I think they would have to, if they didn't take 7.5, they're not going to take 8. They would probably wait for the 8.5.
You know why 9 is afraid of 7?
Why?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Jeez. All right.
Or is that why 10 is afraid of 7? Can't remember. Can't remember the joke.
I don't know who's afraid of who.
You know, I haven't told that joke since my kids were young. All right, we got another record-setting line. Record-setting line. Minnesota or Miami is a 21.5 point or close to a 3-touchdown underdog on the road against the Dallas Cowboys, who I think they're a juggernaut.
Yeah, you know, I'm afraid you're right. They are looking pretty good. We opened 21 in the game. And here's another one. Prior to the weekend, we were looking at Dallas as about a 16-point favorite, 17-point favorite. Miami, in addition to, like we talked about it last week, how do you handicap emotion and how do you handicap morale? And not only are they unloading players, but the players they have are wanting out. There's already been some movements today, as a matter of fact, and some trades. So, there's no bottom on how bad this Miami team can get. There's no indication that they can be competitive. So, how high do we make these numbers? I was encouraged by the fact that when we went to 21.5, we had some resistance there. So the sharp guys are taking the 21.5, at least for now. We're actually a little bit heavier in straight bets on the Dolphins than we are on the Cowboys, which is good, as opposed to how the Patriot game is just all one way right now. So at least this game, we're getting some money on both sides.
All right, here's a question from friend of the podcast, Alan Loeb. He's been on the podcast many times. World-famous screenwriter, written many movies, wrote 21, wrote Wall Street 2, regular bon vivant, Alan Loeb. What would the odds be on, for this is a question for you, what would the odds be on the Pats going 16-0 while Miami goes 0-16?
Well, it's funny. I actually put that prop up yesterday, and I made the Dolphins minus 1.5 game. So the prop was actually, who will have more and of the two, Patriots wins versus Dolphins losses. And the interesting thing is week 17, the Dolphins play the Patriots. So depending on, you know, if the Patriots go undefeated and, you know, whether they rest their players in week 17, it can set up all types of drama. I think the two biggest challenges for the Patriots are, I think they play at the Cowboys is actually one of their, one of the games and possibly at the Chiefs, if I'm not mistaken. But there was two games we were looking that can be very tough for the Patriots. And then, of course, if you're looking at the Dolphins, they play the Jets twice. So it's going to be intriguing. I like it, and we do have the prop up on the board.
So what are the numbers on the prop?
The Dolphins are minus 1.5 games. Who's going to have more, Dolphins losses or Patriots wins? So
got it.
So I think the Dolphins will have more losses than Patriots wins.
But you didn't do a 0-16 prop.
Didn't do that one specifically, no.
What do you think the chances of both of those things happening are? What would you put the odds at on that?
Probably 6-1, 7-1.
He said 8-1.
Wow.
Good for Aaron Loeb.
He's sharp.
He's pretty sharp. He's a sharp guy. All right, New York Giants led by Daniel Jones on the road to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Give me a little bit of your thought process on what happened this morning when that news broke on Eli Manning being benched.
Yeah, on one hand, you have to make some adjustment. There's going to be some public perception that they're going to come in on the Buccaneers, and they were going to come in on the Buccaneers regardless, even if Eli Manning remained the starter. It's just difficult when a rookie comes in for his first real game, you know, regardless of how highly touted the rookie is. So he could surprise a lot of people and have the kind of performances he had in preseason, but we're still going to stick with that, you know, 2 to 3 point adjustment based on, you know, a veteran starter like Manning and a rookie. So the line went from 3.5 up to 6.5, 6 in some places. We're still seeing a lot of public money on the Buccaneers, but nothing yet from the sharp guys, so they haven't weighed in.
But you took did you take the game down and then repost it?
Yeah. So initially the line was 3.5 when we posted it. Sunday night we put the line up, took it down, rehung at 6.5.
Did anybody bet the Bucks at minus 3.5 while it was up before you were able to take it down after the news broke? Did you hear the news and be able to adjust before any bettors?
No, actually, it was fortunate enough that we didn't take any wagers at minus 3.5, and the lines were down when we got the news, so we were able to kind of make the adjustment and rehang it without any liability.
Good for you. No, I'm always happy for you when you guys win. Here's a game that I'm really interested in. Carolina is a 2.5-point favorite on the road at Arizona. You're going to get toasted on this game. Toasted.
So actually, here's a game that we actually do have down off the board temporarily until we get a little bit more confirmation about Cam Newton's ankle. So initially, when we hung the line, the Panthers, we made a 3-point favorite. And the first couple of bets were on the Cardinals plus 3. We went to plus 3 minus 20, took another couple of bets, and that's when we took the line down just to make sure that the bettors didn't know any more than we knew. So we'll probably put it up shortly, but we may stick with 2.5 when we put it back up instead of 3.
I will bet the Cardinals no matter what number you put up here.
So the sharp guys agree with you on this one, and I can't disagree. You look at the big comeback to get the tie with Detroit. You look at how they hung tough with the Ravens as a 13-point dog. Talk about a rookie quarterback making some impact. I mean, and they can surprise you. And this kid is is looking pretty good. So we know the public will be on the Cardinals, but not overwhelming. I'm looking at it right now. The public is only on them at about 55-60%, so it's not overwhelming, but people like the way they play.
I've seen the same numbers in the Action Network app. It's free. Go download it. San Francisco, the juggernaut that is the 49ers, hosting Mason Rudolph and the Ben Roethlisberger-less Pittsburgh Steelers. Big, big open for the Niners as more than touchdown favorites or touchdown favorites, depending what you're looking at. Wow, that is a big number for the Niners on the Steelers.
Huge number, huge number. And a couple things, obviously. I mean, the Niners looking really good in their first couple of games. The Steelers looking really bad, then losing Roethlisberger. And the public is just not going to be playing the Steelers. They're just completely off the Steelers. And frankly, they would have been off the Steelers even with a healthy Roethlisberger, you know, even having lost that game against Seattle. So the public loves the 49ers all of a sudden. They're on this game at about a 3-1 ratio, 4-1 ratio, but we're looking at about a 7.5 point adjustment from just 2 weeks ago. It's a huge adjustment. So I think the sharp guys would have to take the 7. They haven't taken it now, but I think by game time they will. I mean, that's an awful big adjustment for just 2 weeks into the season.
Well, it's a different quarterback. You can't just say, like, you're going from a 2-time Super Bowl winning quarterback who threw for the most yards in the NFL last year to a second-year player who's thrown, you know, 20 passes. It doesn't seem that dramatic.
It would have been, so even with, it would have been a big adjustment even with Roethlisberger in. We've adjusted a lot on the 49ers off 2 weeks and off of public perception. I just think the value's out of the 49ers.
All right. L.A. Chargers hosting the Houston Texans. Chargers are 2.5, 3-point favorites, which is a big difference in the number.
Yeah, you know, just not much on this game at all. I mean, this is one of the games that surprisingly just has some of the least amount of action on the board. Haven't done anything with it. The number's pretty solid at 3. You know, Houston, as good as they are, they haven't become a public team, and the Chargers have always kind of flown under the radar. So this might be one of the corner TV games. At least with the bad teams like the Jets and the Dolphins, you have that underlying story factor with the biggest point spreads ever. So there's more interest in those games. But this game is just like, just not a whole lot of interest.
Yeah, I'm looking in the Action Network app right now, and the 3 least bet games are the Chargers, the Steelers, and the Giants and the Bucks right now.
Yep.
Makes sense?
Yep. No, exactly. No, all right. Absolutely.
New Orleans with Teddy Bridgewater, another sort of quarterback no one seems to really care about in terms of inspiring viewership, visiting the Seattle Seahawks, who are a very interesting team right now. And the Seahawks are only, the adjustment for this game, not huge. The Seahawks are only a 4-point favorite.
Yeah, so actually, we kind of like the Seahawks in this one. We made them a 5-point favorite. We're trying to draw a little money on the Saints, but so far haven't. So wondering how high we have to move this to get a little Saints money on this one. Fortunately, the Seahawks in their wins didn't look dominating, and that's kind of like what the public is looking at. A lot of times the public remembers having a bet on a team, and even if the team wins, if they didn't cover, the perception is that they lost the game. So we don't have as much money on the Seahawks as we probably would have had the Seahawks covered in week one as a big, big favorite. But here, just again, the public, they don't like unknown quarterbacks. They like to know that you know, we have Drew Brees or we have Tom Brady or, you know, we have Mahomes. They don't like all these unknowns. So So they're not going to be betting the Saints. I mean, we might get a little action down at our Mississippi properties that are close to New Orleans, but right now we haven't got much Saints money.
Look at you talking about all your properties all over the country. Bookmaker of the world, Bob Scucci. Rams, the Rams on the road at the Browns, all of a sudden a more interesting game. You only make the Rams, what, two and a half point favorites?
We made them three. We knew we'd get some Rams money. And I'm surprised that the sharp guys haven't played the Browns yet. This is a great game. What a great matchup, and rightly so. It's the Sunday night game. We try to be a little bit high on the Sunday night game, especially when there's so many big favorites. And it's a lot of these big favorites cover, then our liability on this Sunday night game is just going to be that much bigger. So, I mean, right now it's about 90% bets on the Rams, and we're probably going to move this to 3 flat as I'm speaking. So I know it's not a point spread move, but
line change,
in the Rams direction.
Juice change.
Juice change. Well, yeah, I like that.
That's a tough one for me, that game.
It really is. It really is.
It's really tough. I don't think I don't have a lean yet on that game.
Yeah, I think the line is right on this one. Let's see. So I mean, some places have the game off the board only because of Odell Beckham's listed as probable. I mean, he has the hip injury, but I don't know why they still have that game off the board. We think he's going to play.
All right, last game on the board. Chicago Bears visiting the Washington Redskins. Redskins are 4-point dogs in this game. I don't think the Bears can outscore anybody by 4 points.
And that's the thing. And I think the sharp guys agree with you on this one. They took the 4.5. We went down to 4. Public will still be on Chicago, but the Chicago just can't score. And like you said, all their games so far have just been low-scoring affairs. Washington was good to us in week 1 against the Eagles. We got the cover. They hung tough with the Cowboys in the first half last week, but then ultimately losing by 10, not getting the cover. I favor Washington at home. I mean, if we had to play, I think the public won't be overwhelmingly on Chicago. This should be a good game in terms of action on both sides, and probably at the number 4. The wise guys will probably drive this down a little bit.
Scoot, you know what time it is?
I think I do, yeah.
Let's play the music. All right, so last week you had the Bengals, you lost. I had the Steelers, I lost. But since my quarterback was knocked out, I get to go first.
Okay.
You ready?
Go ahead.
I am going to go with... Indianapolis Colts, -2 over the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, I like it.
I like the other side in that one, but not enough to make it a play.
All right.
I'm going to take 7 points with the Lions. I think I agree with you. I'm not a believer in the Eagles.
That was my next bet. That was the next thing I was going to bet. That was going to be my next one, so I like that choice too. All right, okay. Bob Scucci, thank you for coming on your podcast. Don't forget, you can listen to Scucci and I go through every game from the wise guy perspective, the money percentage, the betting ticket percentage, the line move percentage at noon Eastern on Sundays. Listen to the radio.com. Excuse me. Just had lunch. Radio.com app. Radio.com. Coming up next, Darren Revelle is going to sit with me. We're going to try to choose 5 games for the $1.5 million Westgate Las Vegas Super Contest. Simon Hunter, professional bettor, is going to grade us, guide us, cajole us into making better decisions than we plan on making. Scooch, talk to you later.
All right, Chad. Take care.
See you, buddy. All right, we're back. It's time to pick some games to win $1.5 million. Darren and I are 6-4 right now, which is a pretty good start if you want to finish in the money. And Simon Hunter, professional gambler, is going to come out in a little bit and help us continue our winning ways. Darren, we're going to bring a little more structure to this segment this week. I am going to guess the games that you are most likely to bet. Okay?
Do I do the same for you?
And then you're going to do the same for me. And then Simon is going to join us with his leans. And we're going to see if we can find matches, okay?
Okay, so you pick the most public games possible.
Yes. I think you are going to take the Chiefs minus 7. I think you are going to take New England minus 22.5. I think you are going to take Dallas minus 21.5. And I think you're going to take Tampa Bay as more than a touchdown favorite against Daniel Jones and the New York Giants. I believe that's 4. And I think you're going to take Green Bay minus 9 against Denver.
I think that was probably as bad as you could do. You got one.
Which one?
Cowboys. The Dolphins are just that bad. They have no... listen, the Jets do have... who knows how good the Browns really are, but the Jets do have something resembling a defense. The Dolphins do not. The Cowboys are we're at home here. 21 and I don't like the half. The half is very bad. But 21.5 Cowboys. I profited from the 17.5, then became 18.5. No problem. 43-0.
No problem.
Hold on. Do I get a on?
Darren, I am very impressed with how you got us to bet on the Patriots. That was the game that put us over the edge and made us over 500 for the week.
Yeah, it was a big game. So am I going now, you, or do I do my picks?
No. Now give me the rest of your picks.
Okay.
So I can judge you.
I like the Ravens side of the Chiefs. So the plus 7 or the plus 6.5 on the Ravens.
Stay away from me. That is a stay away game. Okay. Don't like it.
Okay.
Don't like it.
All right. Well, I'm just giving you that. So I actually liked that. I then like Arizona plus 2.5 against Carolina. I don't think they're that. I do not. I think they're going to. I think I'd money line this thing. I think Arizona's going to win this game.
Wow. So that is really interesting.
I don't think they're that bad. I am doing the whole thing that bettors do, which is to make stuff up, which is that I think Kyler Murray's getting accustomed, and I think Arizona's going to win that game outright, so I would take that.
Are you saying there's voodoo science behind what we do?
There is. There's convincing. There's psychological mess.
Okay.
I am taking, and I heard you guys talk, Scooch, I am taking Seattle minus 4.5 against the Saints. I think the Jets have a good defense, but I don't think their defense is that good, and I don't think the Browns had that convincing of a performance. Their first week performance I thought was awful, and I think the Chargers are going to smoke them out of the Rams, sorry, are going to smoke them out of the water.
So you went the Rams.
Minus 3. That's my Rams minus 3 is my number one pick. I don't want you to move from that if possible.
Wow. Okay. So your picks are Rams minus 3, yep. Seattle minus 4.5, Arizona plus 2.5, Ravens plus 7. I should say who they're playing. Rams minus 3 over the Browns, mm-hmm. Seattle minus 4.5 against the Saints, Arizona plus 2.5 at home against Carolina. Ravens plus 7 on the road against the Chiefs. Dallas minus 21.5 over the Miami Dolphins.
Those are my 5.
All right, let's start with what I love. I'm with you on the Rams. Love that pick. Rams minus 3. Book it. You said it's your number one.
Yes.
I agree. Love the Cardinals plus 2.5. Love them. I also want the Colts minus 2. I want the Colts minus 2 against Carolina, and I want the Lions.
Wait, the Colts. No.
What did I?
The Colts against the Falcons.
Oh yeah, that's right. Sorry, Colts against the Falcons, and
minus 2. The Colts are a 2-point favorite.
Yep. That's what that means.
Okay.
And then I also like Detroit plus 7 against Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is one of those teams I still don't know who they are.
I do. I don't think they're. I think they're overrated.
I think they're probably overrated, but I think about Philadelphia and I think Carson Wentz, and I kind of overcompensate for how bad they are and think they're better than they are. So potentially, you're right there. What's the line on that one?
7.
That's a lot of points. That's a lot of points. I like that. Then I like that game. That let's book that game. The Lions.
All right. So
Eagles
we're
7.
We're agreed on Cardinals +2.5. We're agreed on Lions +7. We're agreed on Rams -3. I like the Colts -2. You haven't weighed in on that. I definitely don't like the Ravens +7.
I don't feel either way on the Colts. I'd like to not take that pick. I like the. You said I was going to take them, right? I do like the Bucs as 6.5-point favorites over the Giants. I do like the Bills as 6-point favorites over the Bengals. And I'm not going to take the Jets.
So. Wait, we screwed up this segment. You were supposed to guess what games I like.
I know. Do you want to know which games
tell
you
me
like?
Which games you thought I was going to like.
You really like. I could see you really liking that Colts matchup. That's something that you would do. So the Colts, Atlanta, I thought that you would do that one. I think you would like the too big of a line on the Vikings Raiders for you. You don't like those big lines there. Would you do 6? I think you might have done 6.5 49ers over Steelers.
Thought about it. But.
Yeah, and then I think you probably like the Seattle line 4.5 over the Saints.
No, you're wrong. My 5 picks that I like are Colts -2, Cardinals +2.5, Lions +7, Rams -3, and then Texans +3 on the road at the Chargers. But you know what it's time to do? Let's introduce Mr. Simon Hunter.
And now, a word from a wise guy with Simon Hunter.
How about, and now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy. I mean, Simon Hunter.
Simon, what did you think of your introduction?
Wow, what an honor, boys.
Did you know it was coming?
So, felt like I was in the Middle Ages.
I bet you didn't know that was coming, did you?
Definitely unexpected. I don't know how to take it yet, but I think I like it.
That's what you get when we're really excited going into week 3. You might not have an introduction next week.
I mean, do you guys want, I can do a British accent for the entire podcast. If that's what we need me to do, I can do a British accent.
Simon Hunter.
So listen. Matt Mitchell, who's one of the producers of the podcast, had a great note for us, which was you as a professional bettor actually approach what you do in the super contest, and you're in super contest gold, which is sort of the high end contest, and then you're in super contest mass media, which is us, a little bit differently. And so tell us about your leans based on super contest philosophy and strategy. And then I want to mix that into our picks and see if we can come to a consensus.
Yeah. You're asking me what I'm doing this week for gold?
Yeah, well, tell me your leans like as a super contest player, not just as a bettor, but as a super contest player.
Right, it's kind of thing. Well, I approach both super contests differently. Like, a lot of people are going to think it's dumb, but I think there's 14 of us end up taking the Jets, the +2.5 in the gold. I think Right Angle Sports, they're 9-1 in gold, and they're winning it. I think their only loss was on the Jets. So there's other groups out there that do the same mentality where we try to fade the other people in gold. So like this week, just looking at the lines, like I think good fades would probably be like New Orleans. The Rams are a good fade. I think a good one will be the Chargers. But the gold was kind of weird this week in the sense that a lot of them took favorites. They're pretty sharp on that. It was a good week for taking road favorites. It's been a wonky year. I think it's like road favorites are covering and unders are really big right now.
Unders are big. I hit two beautiful unders this past weekend.
It is a weird year, though. You're right, Simon.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Some rules are being broken here.
I mean, I told you that that Patriots one's a prime example of a rules broken one. Like that should not work out for like when Darren said it's free money, whenever you hear someone say free money, you're not gonna win that bet. But this year has been really weird where you say that with the Patriots game, people said that with Cleveland, and that game would have went different, honestly, if he honestly didn't break his ankle. But we'll never know.
By the way, just keep
dropping.
By the way, a cool note from David Purdom, which is that this is the first time since week 5 of the 1987 season that we've had two, I think that's probably a gold sheet note, the two favorites of more than 20. And that was that was, of course, the replacement season.
That was a lockout year, yeah.
Yeah, which I can't imagine betting. Can you imagine betting in that year? Like, I feel like you don't know anything. But, yes, so that's kind of interesting.
So, Simon, without giving away what your card is going to be for the Super Contest, give me your leans for the contest based on, and think about the mass contest, not the gold contest. And then let me see if I can find the intersection between your leans and the picks Darren and I have, and we can come to a consensus that makes you deliver on your promise to help us finish in the money.
Yeah, well, I did like Carolina against the Cardinals, but that one's obviously out with Cam, so I don't know what that line's going to be. I think it's probably going to reopen or Cardinals -1 or -2. So I would honestly take Cardinals on that side now, just because I think I'm pretty sure it's Will Greer, the WU kid, is their backup in Carolina.
Yeah.
So, he's a big downgrade. I know Cam hasn't looked good this year, and obviously he's coming off injuries, but Cam still, he was an MVP. He's a great, great player. Will Greer is a little bit of the unknown, so I do like the Cardinals now in that one. I told you that another one I really like, I'm leaning with, is the Rams. Indy is another big lean. Like, I feel bad because I keep taking them every week and it keeps hitting. It's due not to hit, but that's just all the numbers, everything points to that being a good one with Indy.
Well, explain why on the Rams and on Indy. What are your numbers showing you?
The Rams one's a funny game where they honestly didn't look good. They needed to get hit in the mouth there for New Orleans to kind of wake up. They got that lucky blown call on I'll never get over the fact that refs don't swallow their ref, like their ref don't
swallow
the whistles.
On
how do you blow the whistle in that game? But that happens, it feels like, every other week, so there's no point in complaining about it.
Oh, the Saints fans, by the way, I know 3 Saints fans. I all got the text, did you see this video? And asking me, as if it was like a public service, can you tweet this out so that I would use my audience to potentially get to, like, I don't know, the head of referees, or like that I would do something. These people.
Seriously.
I get their complaints, though. Like, it feels like every week they're having weird calls and everything in their games has something come down with a referee in it. Even the week before, something like weird things happened with the ref with them. So, that obviously Drew Brees injury for them changed that whole game. So I wouldn't even take credit for really liking the Rams last week. But
what about the Rams and Indy both? Just what are your numbers showing you? What is it saying about the matchup, and what is it saying about where they are right now?
Right. So with the Rams, I still think it's a Super Bowl hangover they were going through, but I think they look like they got out of it. Like, their receivers are really stepping it up. So I had this game when I put it in at Rams -7 in Cleveland, which is a pretty big number. And then I think it opened at Cleveland +1, and then the public and the Sharps hit it up to 3. So it's one of those spots where now Vegas needs Cleveland. So I like Rams. I know that these guys in gold, they're going to be on Cleveland. Cleveland's a really sharp number this week. And the Indy game it's classic. Everyone saw Atlanta on Sunday night win a big game. And in Indianapolis, they didn't play great against the Titans, but it was a divisional game where you're trying to survive. So that was a slug it out match. That's why I felt the 3 was a good number, because I didn't see either team winning by more than a field goal. But the Colts now are still kind of being slipped on with this line. I don't know why it didn't open at -3. So I think you're getting really good value where it's at 1.5-2 right now.
Darren, I think Simon, professional bettor, has so far confirmed for us Cardinals, Rams, and Colts.
Yes.
I like it.
The Colts.
You guys like those ones?
Yeah, the Colts is the one that I don't know. I'm just not my Joe Q public mind. I haven't seen enough from the Colts, but I trust Chad here and I trust you, and we're going with that. But Arizona for sure. I'm gonna bet the money line on that game. And then the Rams popped out to me too, having, maybe it's recency bias, having suffered through the complete Monday Night Football game in person.
Poor guy.
Yeah, right. Who are your other leans? Where should we be contemplating?
Can I give you Dallas 21.5? What do you think about that? Dallas 21 and free money.
I knew that every week, Darren's going to be like, can we just go against Miami? I mean, I don't know about keep doing it every week, but they just got rid of their second best defender.
I know.
Because I loved New England last week just because I had it at a 41-10 game. That's what my system told me. So I was like, that honestly would never let you take these kind of favorites. But this year is bizarre. This is the weirdest year.
So like, are you letting me and thus us take 21.5?
Why don't we put that as a lean, like maybe. I think we can find a better Joe public favorite for you.
What is your number say on Dallas?
So last week there was three games where it was prove it to me team games. So the Chiefs was a prove it to me game where they're in Oakland, and it was kind of a game where the sharps were going to be on Oakland and all the public's going to be on Kansas City looking at like an easy number. And the Chiefs showed up. They won that. And the Cowboys, they shouldn't have covered that number against Washington. Like, that's how average teams just maybe squeak by that game or lose it by a couple points. And Dallas really showed up and put their will. I think it was in the second quarter they kind of woke up and just dominated Washington the whole game. So I do think that it's a good number because I have them winning by 28. But it's the kind of thing where it's just one little fluke touchdown at the end of the game, and we don't cover that number. That's why people hate taking numbers this big.
Can I ask you two questions? How horrible, as a lay bettor here, how horrible is that 0.5?
It's horrible just because the odds go way against you if you look at all the numbers. I mean, but once again, you can't. There's nothing like this to use numbers with. They're anomalies. It does not make sense. There's two. We're looking at two teams. I have a couple of books showing New England 23 right now, -23. So it's just a weird thing where Cowboys are -21.5. It might jump up, but the book might feel comfortable letting it sit there. But the public is just pounding the Cowboys again. Like, Vegas isn't here just to give money away.
And then
I do like it, but I mean, I'm kind of with Chad there. It's not a smart play. It, like, over the numbers, the averages, it shouldn't work out for us. But it's my numbers are telling me that we should take Dallas.
Hey, all right. Well, let's leave it there for now. Give me two other leans right now.
I mean, the sharp leans are definitely going to be with Cincy. I'm thinking Cincy might be one of these teams that's a zigzag. They're bad one week, good the next week. But I'm not playing them super contest because I can't do it again with Andy Dalton.
No way.
Buffalo's defense looks like they're pretty good up front.
With Andy Dalton, they're running the Bengals' running game, too.
We are never betting Andy Dalton in this contest.
Okay. You're done with him, huh?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Okay.
And then another I don't like doing Thursday nights in super contests.
Me neither.
The Jags really stick out. Mm.
I am totally going to bet the Jags, but we're not doing them in the super contest.
No, because it's one of those games where I don't like doing Thursday because they're very unpredictable. You don't know what team like is feeling good after their rough Sunday game. I do like the Chargers.
All right.
No.
All right. That's interesting.
They're probably the last one that would come in because
why do you like
the
Chargers?
Going to be on Houston.
Yep.
I like that they had an ugly loss on the road. They're coming home, and Houston had an ugly win at home against a divisional team. Now they're going on the road, So I got this at Chargers minus 6.5. So you're getting a free 3.5 points right now. But I think it's been shooting up to Chargers minus 3.5 and down to 3.
I like
so if
that.
If it closed at 3.5, I wouldn't take it.
Okay.
But I do like the Chargers at 3 for just playing it safe.
I like the Chargers at 3, too. You know what I think we should do? Here's what I'm going to do. Tell me that you want the Lions at plus 7.
It's a trap. It feels like a trap game with this Lions number. Because I immediately saw that number at 7.5 and I took it. And then the public's kind of been hitting the Lions, too. I don't really like... I don't like being on the same... Like, I don't like public dogs. I mean, they do work out. Like, last week, the Cardinals were a good public dog. Like, they might have not covered that number if the Ravens just scored the touchdown. Would have been a push. But the Cardinals were the right side for that whole game last week. And they were a big public dog. But the Lions, they just got a win at home that they honestly didn't deserve. And they're going against an Eagles team that got kind of embarrassed and their whole team's banged up on a Sunday night. So you're looking at a team that's going to be not looking for revenge, but they're going to be really pissed off, the Eagles. So I'd stay away from that one.
All right, here's what I think we should do.
Wait, can you just talk about the Super Contest and how we submit our picks and how the lines work? Just to reset it up.
Yeah, just to remind people, like, we're doing this on Tuesday afternoon. The lines for the Super Contest come out Wednesday night. And so they get adjusted a little bit between what we're looking at now and...
Someone might get mono.
Exactly. Someone might get mono. So they change a little bit. Here's what I think I want to do. I'm going to give Darren what he wants. We're going to see what Dallas looks like. If that is a good play, we'll play Dallas. If it's not, we're going to play the Lions at plus 7, but we're also going to play the Chargers at minus 3. And so
okay,
I think our bets are going to be Cardinals, what it reopens at, probably minus 1, Colts minus 2, Rams minus 3, Chargers minus 3. My God, we're going with all favorites. And then either the Lions plus 7 or the Cowboys plus 21.5.
And the Cowboys would be contingent on the half, I think. I'm willing to let the Cowboys go if I don't get that down to... I mean,
we will text and we will reconvene. Right. I won't pull the trigger prematurely.
I don't like that half. I really don't.
Good, because I definitely, like last week, after we did the Bengals, I go, wow, did we really just take Andy Dalton? Mm-hmm. Like after we hung up, I was like, I don't know if that's what we should have just done.
We're just
picking five games. We don't need to force any kind of game. We're just picking five games.
Never again, Simon. Never again. That's all I have to say about that. Simon Hunter, professional gambler. Darren Revelle.
Not professional gambler.
These are going to be our Super Contest picks. Let's see if we continue the streak. 3-2, 3-2, 6-4 for the year. That's pretty good numbers. That ends us in the money. Talk about the money, money, money. Simon Hunter, thanks for coming on. Hope you enjoyed your Godfather-like theme music.
Oh, yeah, really appreciate the intro, boys. Always a pleasure. I have a good feeling this week. I don't know about Darren's side. Darren's making me nervous here, getting a little sharp with his Cardinal picks, but we'll see how it goes.
When the public guy goes sharp, I mean, that's the time to get out.
It also means it's not too hard
to take the other side.
It's not too hard to figure out what sharp is and what sharp isn't
true
in this business. All right, Simon. Thank you, brother.
All right, thanks, guys. It was a pleasure.
Talk to you. This has been The Favorites from the Action Network. Download at Apple Podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Listen to us on radio.com. Search The Favorites or wherever you like your podcast. Until next time, love you.
Love you.